What's going on, Tomahawkers? It's your man Dalen here, and I'm back with Shane the Tom Hollywood for another episode of the Tomahawk Show.
You totally called that. Right before this, he had come up with a fresh idea for the first time in a few episodes and said he probably would blow it when we go live. And sure enough,
he managed to
fuck it up.
Like mid-word. Just stop. But anyways, we got a dope show for you guys this week. It's different and new and exciting, and we have a few different subjects that Shane is going to brief you on here quickly before we get started.
Yo. Okay, yeah, so I thought it would be fun this week to just kind of go through this, like, classic idea of something versus something. So for topic number one, we're going to go band versus band. Who is the greatest of all time? For topic number two, we're going to do rapper versus rapper. Who is the greatest of all time? Three, we're going superhero versus superhero. Who would win in the ultimate superhero match? Number four, dinner with one dead person and why. Topic number five, horror movie killer versus another horror movie killer. Topic number six, supernatural beings and which creature you would be. And topic number seven, if you could have any superpower in the whole fucking world, which one would you choose?
So, and you're not allowed. So much for that.
You're not allowed to choose dick grower powers. I don't know.
Well, thanks so much for that intro, Shane. We will see you after this one, so stay tuned.
Yo, Dalen, want to do the same thing we do every weekend?
Hell yeah, drink a 15-pack.
And try to take over the world. Welcome to the Tomahawk Show.
The podcast where we inform you on what's going on in the film and music industries.
All your pop culture updates.
What's new and exciting in the tech world.
And just some random funny shit. So keep coming back.
And stay tuned.
Because it's all about to go down right now.
Yeah, dick growing powers. Dick growing powers. That's
right.
That's the superhero power of choice. Dick stretching.
All right, well, I'm gonna crack a fresh one, Brew. I don't know about you.
Bruh. I'm getting all pixelated, bruh.
Oh no. Cheers, mate, and cheers to all you viewers.
Cheers.
Leave us some comments. Down below. So pointless, an aluminum bottle.
So, fuck, man, I see the Twitch just, like, absolutely just lagging out of control right now.
Oh, is that your end there? Yeah, the Skype video is all looking too fresh for you, but hopefully we can muddle through this. I got a better internet connection this week than ever, so hopefully that helps us out here a little bit.
Yeah, the Twitch right now has, I'm just logged onto the Twitch on a separate screen here. It's just like not even doing anything. It's completely frozen. I don't know if that's going to be on everybody's end or not, but hopefully not. It's just a loading bar.
Well, mine's streaming just fine, so maybe cancel it. Maybe close it on your end.
Yeah, okay, cool. If you want to monitor the chat then, if you can.
Absolutely will do, man.
Cool. So, yeah, that did help instantly, actually, for my video. So maybe I should stop live streaming our own show. I just want to get that.
You're like, Julia, stop watching Netflix. I just, like, watch myself.
I just love getting that extra view count in there, man.
Right? Totally. Yeah, I hear that.
Okay, so, we're going to kick this off. I'm going to take a big slam of my beer here.
Me as well. Ooh. Still a virgin.
Still a virgin, but not a butt virgin.
I guess. All right, well, should we just hop on in, or what are you thinking? I hope people leave us some comments. I'm loving the comments thing. I think that we're going to answer them at the end of each segment.
Yeah, right? That's the plan. I think that's the easiest way to do it, just because if we answer them as we're going, it's kind of confusing for people that are just listening and not visually seeing these things
and
happen.
Also, people say that, like, the comments come way late, so, like, if you see our timer going up and getting near the top, it might be better to leave your comment before it's over if you want us to see it by the end.
Yeah.
So, just a heads up, because I don't know if there's a way to help with the delay. I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right. So, let's kick it off with the first topic, which is going to be a band versus band, bands of all time. Now, When I think of this great debate, I mean, it usually comes down to when people are thinking about, like, classic rock, like, the greatest bands of all time. I mean, people go, like, oh, are you a Beatles or are you a Stones? Like, a lot of people say that. Like, Rolling Stones or the Beatles, which one? Yeah. You know what I mean? Or if it came to, like, punk rock, it was like, oh, who started it? Was it the Sex Pistols or the Ramones? You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. There's, like, always these classic debates. Now, I don't know, for the best band of all time, I feel like that's a really difficult question, you know what I mean? And it can't really be, like, my favorite band of all time, because my favorite band of all time isn't really the best band of all time.
Well, that's arguable, though, because...
Well, to me, it might be.
To you, it is. I mean, and to a lot of people, it probably is, too, that like it, right?
I suppose. But I mean, like...
Well, okay, first of all, who is your favorite band of all
time? My favorite band? Not the best...
Don't...
Not the best band?
Don't say the High Sides. Don't. Plug High Sides.
I don't, man, it's tough even thinking of, like, favorite bands of all time, like, to pick one, I feel like is really tough.
D12.
B44.
Right.
I don't know, man, like, obviously the Flatliners have been, like, a huge influence on me in the past, like, handful of years, just, like, for punk rock stuff, and they're a Canadian band, so there's, like, a lot of respect for that.
It's such a hard question to answer when you like music as much as you do, or even I do.
Yeah, I can never, like, that's the same thing as, like, film or anything, pick, like, a favorite, but, like, if I'm thinking of, like, the best of all time, I mean, I would, like to go with Beatles, but then, like, you know what I mean? I would only choose the Beatles because of how, like, they kind of, like, created a lot of things and a lot of techniques, and the way that they were kind of, like, pioneers when it came to, like, how they recorded their music and how they got these sounds and how they were doing these things. Before anybody else did it, they were doing it. So that's kind of why people put them on this pedestal, not because, I mean, the songwriting was talented, but it wasn't, like, overly technical music or anything like that.
Yeah.
But then when you look at the Stones, it might be a little more technical, or bands like Led Zeppelin, you know what I mean?
I've never got the hype of the Beatles. It's a terrible name, a terrible band, a terrible song.
Well, who are you choosing? Okay, so favorite band, I guess, and then best band of all time.
I think my favorite band of all time is definitely Billy
Joel. Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
I love them. I got like 3 tattoos of them. I just think that their stuff is super good.
Yeah, fair enough. But can you pick the best band of all time, though?
Ooh, see, that's tough. I would probably, like, it's always going to be arguable,
yeah,
like, between people, right? But, I mean, not that I'm their biggest fan, or that I even think that they are,
yeah,
but probably, like, statistically speaking, it's got to be, like, Kiss or someone big like that, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think they were, like, bigger? I don't know, like, the Beatles were big, but don't you think, like, Kiss was in an era where they would sell more records?
It was this different, well, Gene Simmons is known for, like, just being, like selling everything Kiss, he's all about the money, right? I still think, like, the Beatles are probably the biggest band of all time, you know what I mean? Like, people, like,
yeah,
were, like, committing suicide when, like, John Lennon died and shit. Like, it was like a world, like, epidemic, like you know what I mean? Like, the Beatles are over, people are like jumping off bridges and shit like that. But I don't know, man, there's so many bands. There's the Beatles, there's Led Zeppelin, there's Rolling Stones, there's Pink Floyd, AC/DC, yeah, The Who, Guns N' Roses, Aerosmith, Nirvana, Radiohead, Iron Maiden, the Chili Peppers, the Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, the Beach Boys. I mean, all of these are like huge, ooh, huge, huge classic names.
The Beach Boys I really liked.
I love the Beach Boys. I love the Beach Boys. Pet Sounds, I jerk off to Pet Sounds. I jerk off to pets while making sounds.
And their sounds.
Yeah. I like the sound of an emu. I don't know.
What the hell's that?
It's an animal, but I don't know what sound it makes. I would assume it makes a sound like this.
You're so twisted. Well, okay, in my opinion, I guess I have to go with Kiss for GOAT, biggest band. But for me, my favorite, Billy Talent, 100%.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to choose, I guess probably like the Beatles, but then... I don't know. Yeah, there's so many like punk rock bands that I obviously like grew up adoring and stuff like that. But
I mean, even like Blankway too. I love Blankway.
Yeah, well, I grew up. Obviously. Yeah, that was like what I grew up listening to when I was a kid. You know what I mean? Like that was what made me pick up a guitar when I was so young.
But we got some comments here from that section from Squiggly. I don't know how to say it. It says, real talk, people always obsess over celebs, but Beyonce's poon poon probably smell like donkey. Am I right or not?
Yeah, probably. Especially after playing a show.
Yes, right. And then we have Weber World 29 here saying that he thinks that the Beatles is the GOAT. But I mean, you can't deny
Weber World. That must be Dylan. What's up, Dylan? Thanks for joining in.
Yes. Thanks for tuning in, bro.
Appreciate that. Okay, should we go on to topic number two?
I think we should, which is...
Best rappers of all time. Okay, now when it comes down to this, we've decided that we're not allowed to include Marshall Mathers. There's no Eminem included in this because...
We would both feel like it's just him.
I feel like most people would end up resulting to that. Now, I don't know. When it comes to best rappers of all time, there's obviously your classics that people are going to talk about. Not including Eminem, you're going to talk about Nas, you're going to talk about Notorious B.I.G., you're going to talk about Tupac Shakur, you're going to talk about Jay-Z, you're going to talk about, I guess Kanye West is involved in that conversation, even though it's not,
Lil not Pump, in my... Designer,
all these Kendrick Lamar, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, like all the N.W.A. guys. I guess in your opinion... Who is the greatest of all time?
Well, in my opinion, I actually gave this some thought, and I was like, okay, it has to be, like, besides Eminem, it would have to be Jay-Z.
I think that's what a lot of people would choose, but I don't know. See, like, I like Jay-Z, but, like, has he ever, like, really blown you away lyrically? Like, I don't know.
A few times, he's had some really good bars, but... I mean, and it's like what you said. I'm not just thinking about, like, the rhymes.
Yeah, you're thinking about stats.
And not just that, like, he sold so platinum every time, but not just that. Like, think of the artists he created. Like, J. Cole. He brought Kanye.
Oh, great. So we have fucking Jay-Z to thank for bringing Kanye West into the fucking world.
That's damn right.
Jay-Z's Kanye's dad. And now they should...
Exactly.
Now they both deserve to die.
Exactly. And then there's a lot... I mean, but there's, like, it trickles down from there. Even... I know you hate Kanye, but he brought a lot of really good rappers in. Like, Big Sean's really sick. He's got good lyrics, and he's a huge artist. And that's just, like, you know, if you count all that, Jay-Z, Kanye, Big Sean brought another artist. Like, it's like almost like a ripple effect from him. But, and I was thinking about this with Eminem. Like, sure, Eminem's great. He's definitely, in my opinion, the greatest actual rapper, especially battle rapper. No one would ever beat him.
Yeah.
But think of the artists that he, like, brought in. Like, Yellow Wolf's sick, but...
Yeah.
I don't even really think, like, who listens to D12 anymore? Or, like...
I don't know if that's a thing anymore.
I don't think it's a thing anymore. Or any other artists that he's brought in, I can't really...
Yeah, but I think
I'm completely out of that loop.
But, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm sure that there was still, like, a lot of great artists that were signed to Aftermath. And, like, what Aftermath did for, like, the hip-hop community and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I'm not denying that. That's definitely real. But, I mean...
Well, I guess... I just feel like... Yeah, I don't know. Like, most people, like, when you ask them this question, at least people from our generation always pick... Tupac or, like, Biggie, you know what I mean? It's like Tupac or Biggie, they were the greatest of all time. And I don't know if they were or if they weren't. I mean, they were both amazing artists, you know what I mean? And they both kind of changed the industry, I think. And kind of put the hip-hop on the forefront of the map, you know what I mean? But I know, like, a lot of people say that Nas should be considered one of the best rappers in the world, too, right?
Definitely. And see, the thing with Nas that's funny about him is that I didn't start listening to him until, like, 2014 or something. Like, not that long ago.
Yeah.
And so I saw him perform at Squamish Fest up in Squamish, and I was just like, oh, this guy is dope. And I went back, I started downloading all his music. I'm like, man, I've been missing out. What was I thinking?
And, like, then, I mean, yeah, with new artists too, like, I mean, like, Kendrick Lamar, you know what I mean, went from being nobody to being considered one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, you know? His last record, damn, was so fun.
And artists too, like, I fucking almost hate all new rap, but I enjoyed a lot of Kendrick stuff, you know what I mean?
He doesn't mumble.
Yeah.
And it's just repeat himself. I mean, yeah. But in your opinion, what do you think?
I don't know. That's tough, man. I would have to maybe just... I might just go with Tupac, man. Just,
think so?
Just for... I mean, he had fucking bars for days. And just doing what... Like, I mean, what him and Biggie kind of both did was... And just taking the whole... You know what I mean? Hip-hop. And putting on the forefront of everything. But having said that, there are lots of guys... I've just seen a comment pop up. from like the Philly underground place too. And there's a lot of Philadelphia rappers out there and Philly rappers that are like, that are super, super sick. But like people like Vinnie Paz and Aesop Rock, not Aesop Rocky, Aesop Rock.
Aesop Rock.
You know what I mean? Those guys are like fire. You know what I mean? Spitting really, really, really mad bars, but not nearly on the same caliber of fame as these rappers. But yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go with Tupac. Who are you going to go with? If we can't choose Eminem, Jay-Z. You're going to go with Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, I guess. But Kanye's a close second and Drake's a close third. Ooh, I mean, and just like that, we're out of time.
I mean, you can't forget people like Andre 3000 from Outkast, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's just that it's almost like an unfair question because they each have like... But when I was thinking about it, I'm like, if I had to pick someone based on like the ripple effect of what their art did for like the whole community, it would have to be Jay-Z. I guess had the biggest impact in my
life. A little bit of Donald Glover in there, maybe The Game.
Ooh, Game is sick. Ooh, or what about Dre? Dre.
Or Dre or Nate Dogg.
Fuck, what was I thinking, man? Oh, he created... Oh, I'm sorry.
What are we looking at for comments here?
All right, so we got... yeah. Oh, Braden's here saying, hey, what's up?
What's up, Braden?
And then we have Weber World saying Nate Dogg and Snoop Dogg.
Nate Dogg. Oh, yeah, we forgot Snoop Dogg for sure. I mean,
yeah.
And like, I mean, Snoop Dogg did the same thing. I mean, he created a style. You know what I mean? Created
it. What was that called? G-Funk? No, G-something. They had a group kind of thing going on with Nate Dogg.
Yeah. And I mean, he created like his own style and his own, you know what I mean,
flavor that brought into it. But that's also the ripple effect from Dr. Dre, right? Where Dre's like, you know, he found Snoop Dogg, he found all these people, right? Just like Jay-Z did, I guess. So, yeah, and then.
Well, I don't know, I don't think like Dre. I don't think Snoop Dogg has to come before that because like Snoop was involved, was around when like when Tupac got shot and shit like that.
Well, it was like during the NWA situation.
He was in that crew though, I think, more so than in the
afterwards. Like, yeah, he was there, I guess, when that happened. Yeah. But I mean, like someone like Jay-Z didn't find Snoop Dogg. I don't know who found him, but he linked up with Dre and made banger tracks, right, as his producer.
Yeah, if anybody in the comments knows where he originated from, feel free to drop that.
And they got Wine of Wisdom all rocking the Missy Elliott.
Missy.
We didn't name any female MCs at all.
Hey, okay, that's not being sexist. There's not that many of them, really.
Like, when I think, like, top three biggest, I would think, of course, her, Nicki, and now Cardi B. But I can't think of any that were, like, huge, like those three. Like, those three are big.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, on a fame level, the only one that was...
It's always, like, the queen. There's always, like, the title of who's the queen of hip-hop.
Yeah, right? On a fame level, the only one that even came close to that being as big as, like, someone like those names was probably, like, Missy Elliott, you know what I mean? And now maybe, like, Cardi B and those people, but I don't even know if are they that huge, like...
Oh, yeah, Cardi B's huge. She's got, like, top... She had, like, the top three spots in the Billboard Top 100 by herself and shit. Like, it's crazy. But we should move on to subject number three.
Subject number three. Getting off the music shit here. Moving on to some weirder shit.
Weird shit, which is...
Superheroes. Out of my wheelhouse. Yeah, superheroes. And so if you were to choose the strongest, the most tough superhero... out there in any universe, who would it be, and why would he beat all of the other superheroes? That's the question.
See, I don't think I know my superheroes as well as you do, as I'm much less nerdy.
Wow.
But I was gonna piss off a lot of people. Our viewer count just drops to nothing.
Probably. People love superheroes.
But see, I never got super into it, but I mean, wasn't it always like, Superman.
Well, people, people say that Superman is the strongest because he can't die, really, and he can, like, move and pick up anything and do anything. You know what I mean? So, but if you choose Superman, the thing is, he dies from kryptonite instantly. So if you have kryptonite rock even close to him, he turns into a human and you can just fucking poke him in the eye. You know? But, so I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, so... You know what I mean? Even if, like, Batman or, like, Spider-Man mix, like, kryptonite into his webs, then that would pretty much render Superman useless. So it's like, as soon as someone gets their hands on kryptonite and morphs it into their weapons or whatever they're using, then Superman's a piece of shit. He's just dust in the wind. Cue dust in the wind song. All we right? are is dust in the wind.
But see, these are under certain specific circumstances. Let's just say you were to put them in an empty room and let them just battle it out. Who would come out last?
With no kryptonite involved?
Yeah, just nothing. Like, only the weapons or whatever they come with. So Batman's only got what's on his belt. Spider-Man's just got his webs. You know, no other third-party shit.
Well, in that...
But that's I mean, what other situation can you really base it on? Like, if anyone can have any weapon or anything, then
in that,
it's too many variables.
In that case, then I guess it would be Superman, but I just don't want to choose that just because I'm like... But I don't know. Like, they say, like, the kryptonite is very hard to find. So, I mean, like, if you can't get your hands on kryptonite, Superman probably does win every time.
Yeah. But, well, then maybe, so Superman's like the Eminem of the superhero world. Maybe we should have, like, omitted Superman.
So, okay, so besides Superman, which is the toughest? Who would win?
Nah, I don't know. Who do you think?
Okay. Oh, I mean, I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. I just love Spider-Man just because I think he's cool and just like web-slinging around from building to building just sounds like the greatest fucking time, you know?
Totally.
But I mean, you got to think about. Okay, well, when you think about like Batman. Okay, that's just a rich guy in a suit. Like he's just
exactly.
He's just a billionaire with like lots of gadgets and he's like pretty strong.
Yeah.
But, like, anybody with a real superpower should be able to, like, just buttfuck him into a whole new planet.
Well, so I mean, like, and that's what I don't understand is if you have, like, a superpower. Like, Batman technically doesn't have superpowers, right? He's just a guy.
Yeah.
With a bunch of cool shit.
Now, I mean,
I think.
Wolverine is, like, pretty badass because now he doesn't really have any superpowers either because all they did was they just put all that titanium in his body with experiments. But he's, like... furious and has that raw power, you know what I mean, where he could just yeah. like so I mean like I would put him up there into at least kicking some ass in the superhero
definitely.
World I think he could definitely finger fuck some motherfuckers
and I think about like the Hulk is he has to get mad but he's just like
but the Hulk's dangerous that guy's gonna fuck
yeah.
your day up
yeah but you have to make him mad what if he's like baked or something. He's just like, no.
Yeah, but I don't know if he gets baked, but I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
That's...
He's green.
I think the Hulk could definitely do some damage, for sure. Even to Superman, he could probably do a little damage. He's a big motherfucker.
I don't know. Well, I mean, so what was your answer to the best?
Well, I'm still kind of debating it. I mean, you have to think about some of the females, too. Wonder Woman, she's a strong-ass bitch.
That's true.
She can do some heavy damage. And then I'm just kind of looking at a list here, and then yeah, I mean the Hulk is obviously Bruce Banner getting all pissed off. What else do we got here? Just for looking at, I mean
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown or who else is evil. Those are like that.
The suit, now we're gonna get to the villains.
Those are the villains, yeah. I don't know, yeah. I mean
even one thing I thought was cool is Magneto with the whole thing how you could pull the iron out of your blood. I'm like, couldn't you just like kill everybody then? Because everyone needs iron in their blood.
That's true.
Right.
What about like yeah. what if we could choose like Goku? Does he count?
Yeah.
From Dragon Ball Z.
Or Frieza or someone crazy. Yeah.
But, like, once he goes Super Saiyan, man, you gotta...
What about Toad Lips as the Omega in Fortnite Season 4? Kicking everybody's ass.
And Thor, man. Thor's pretty tough, too. Thor fucks people up. But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think Spider-Man's the coolest. Mm-hmm. Super...
And you know what? I agree with you on that one. I was always hyped on Spider-Man.
Yeah. But, I mean, strongest, best of all time, it's gonna probably be Superman if you can't choose Superman. Ugh, it's just a bunch of regular Joes in a pot, man. Maybe the Hulk.
Could be, but according to Pearson Braden here on Twitch, he said Ant-Man. But I don't know what Ant-Man's powers are, if that's even
Ant-Man
a real thing.
Ant-Man can turn really small.
So he could, like, climb up your urethra and kill you from the inside.
Or he can turn really big, yeah. So he could, yeah, go into your nose and just explode you.
That's kind of sick. But just like that, we are out of time about 2.5 minutes ago. So,
Atman.
We gotta hop over to subject number 4. But before subject number 4, can you entertain them for a minute while I grab myself a brewski?
Yeah, dude, I'll entertain them for a minute while you grab yourself a brewski.
Fantastic.
Okay, yeah, so that's the great debate. I mean, we're not even really picking answers here either when it comes down to who is the strongest. It's kind of just, I mean, it's all up to your own opinion, I guess. I mean, except when you, I mean, like I said, like Superman. I mean, I guess he always has to win. But, I mean, don't you kind of fucking hate that dude? And maybe that's why people dislike him and why Superman movies never do well, is because he's the guy that, like, oh, fuck that dude, you know what I mean? He's too good. Anyway, off the superhero topic, the next thing we're gonna dive into is dinner with somebody that's... Well, I don't know how we're gonna do this. Dinner with a dead celebrity or dinner with anybody dead or alive? Like, how do you want to play this one off?
Ooh, I think it should be dead celebrity.
Dinner with a dead celebrity.
Well, anybody that's dead.
Dinner with a dead person.
No, dead celebrity.
Dead celebrity.
Yeah, dead celebrity.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Hang on. I kind of missed that. Dead celebrity. That's actually, I made a joke earlier about how that's Shane and I in 10 seasons.
Yeah.
When we finally cancel the show.
Yeah, that's us. That's our last
that's
supper.
That's our life goal.
So. Yeah. Dinner with a dead celebrity. So you got any dinner with a dead celebrities?
Absolutely, 100%. Michael Jackson.
Mike, so he can touch your pecker?
Exactly. Again.
I don't know, man. Having dinner with MJ would be weird. Like, I'm a huge MJ fan, don't get me wrong. But, like, he was weird. Like,
Now, are we talking about black or white MJ?
I think he was either way, he was weird. Like, when you...
No, but, like, could we have, like, dinner with him at any point when he was alive? Or is it, like, the age or whatever he was at when he was...
Yeah, I mean, you could... Yeah, sure, you could pick any time you want to have dinner with him. So when he was black?
It would be, like...
Or in the middle stages where he was half black?
It'd be, like, post-op nose job, so I guess white. Oh. Wouldn't you want to know? Wouldn't you have questions to ask him about it? Like, dude, what really happened? You can tell me now. You're dead.
I guess so. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah.
What do you got to lose?
Nothing. That's true. I mean, if they knew they were dead and you were just picking their brain and you were like, you're only back for 1 hour and for some reason you're having dinner with me. Sorry.
All people in the world. My bad. But anyways, we would take a quick little selfie.
Dead MJ, it'd just be you in an empty chair, and you're like, it's me and MJ.
I was like, yeah, he's lost it. Who would you pick, though?
It's tough, man. I think Freddie Mercury would be kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
You know? Cool.
That's a little weird. Why? So you can touch your penis?
That's exactly why.
Like, of course.
Actually, I forgot to say Queen, too, when we were talking about the greatest bands of all time.
Oh, yeah. Actually... either Tupac or Biggie would be very interesting to hear.
Be like, how did it happen? How did it really happen?
What? They're actually not even dead.
Yeah, apparently. They're at Thug Mansion just hanging out with fucking...
Yeah.
I don't know, Robin Williams.
So who?
And Anthony Bourdain.
Wait, he's alive.
No, he's dead.
No, he's not. That's right.
Yeah, he hung himself.
Yeah, that's right.
They all hang themselves. Freddie Mercury would be cool. Who else? David Bowie would be cool. That's what Jules said earlier, and I was like, that would be a cool artist.
That's such, you know, when I think about, like, I can't think of any, like, super, like, diehard celebrities that I would have been.
I mean,
I remember when MJ passed away, I was on Twitter, and I remember being like, oh, shit. And I tripped out, but I haven't had like that major trip.
Yeah.
I mean, Robert Williams was one.
I mean, if I were to choose anybody dead to have dinner with, I'd probably have dinner with my mother, to be honest. You know what I mean? That's who definitely choose. But she wasn't a celebrity, so I can't choose her. So if I can't choose my mom, I choose Freddie Mercury.
Freddie M, eh? What if you had dinner with two people? Who would be there with Freddie M?
Two celebrities?
Yeah.
It's tough to think of it on the spot. I didn't really prepare for it.
My YouTube channel? No.
I don't know. Any, like, cool musicians from back in the day, too, man, that could be cool. Like, Frank Sinatra. Or, like, who else is cool?
Ooh, I don't know. What if, okay, you know who else would be sweet is to, like,
Elvis, maybe, could be cool.
Oh, Elvis would be nutty.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, I don't know if you would call them, like, a celebrity, but, like,
like, just to do a bunch of drugs with Elvis, like...
Oh, buddy. You don't even know.
It'd be hilarious. It'd be hilarious, right?
That wasn't the thing, though.
Elvis? No, he was doing a shitload of drugs, man.
Scandalous. But I'm trying to... what's his name? I wanted to talk to him. Heath Ledger.
Yeah, Heath Ledger would be cool, yeah.
That'd be crazy, right? I'd be like, ooh, dude.
Totally.
What? Like, what?
Kurt Cobain.
That's true. That's a good one.
Be like, did you really commit suicide or did you get shot in the face? Did someone shoot you in the face with that shotgun?
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? What a crazy question. If I had to pick two, I'd definitely pick MJ and like maybe like Martin Luther King. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that would be cool. What about...
He'd be a celebrity, I guess, right? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Ooh,
just like that, we are out of time.
Out of time. Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison. Just looking at a list. Yeah, I mean, there's so many. I don't know. It's not something I've overly fantasized about, I guess. But you just got to try to think of, like... Who would be the coolest person to pick their brain or like have a cool, the coolest stories for you? I feel like any of them, either way, would be probably fairly enjoyable because they all lived such like fabulous lives. You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah.
But, yeah, dinner with a dead fuck.
It'd be a recurring segment on the Tom Rush Show, so stay tuned. And we're on to subject number 5, which is who would win in a super villain battle-off. Is that what you call them? Or just regular villains?
Yeah, well, like a horror villain, I guess. Like a horror movie villain.
Yeah.
I feel like I know the answer to this one, and I feel like it has to be the win. Like, who do you think?
I don't know. You already think you know who the winner would be.
Yeah, I think no matter what, it would have to be Freddy Krueger. Because he kills you in your sleep. Like, as soon as you fall asleep, he goes into your dreams and he kills you. And you can't kill him in your dream, but if he kills you in your dream, you're dead in real life. Now, they do manage to pull him back to the real world in the movies, and then that's when they kill him, or that's when they can't kill him. But yeah. I just think that he's the dude, because, I mean, Chucky's just a little motherfucking doll. Like, I would just throw that...
I thought about that so many times, like, that little bitch... Ran up on me with a knife, kicked that sucker right in the face so hard.
Yeah, like, he's not tough.
He's not tough.
Mean, we got a comment from Braden that says Jason, but like, is Jason really tough? That guy walks so fucking slow.
And he's got a machete and it's rusty. It looks dumb.
I mean, he's a big boy. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't want to get in a wrestling ring with him, but. He's slow, but some reason, I mean, he's walking so slow, but he's always catching up with you. But I think he has to sleep, or I guess is he dead? It's Jason.
Yeah, he drowned as a little boy, right? In the lake.
So if you're dead already, do you sleep? Like if you're...
Unless you lived your life saying, I'll sleep when I'm then you're just totally asleep. But we're just going based off this image here that I pulled off. Like The Exorcist, she's not even like a villain. She's just a bitch that's all stupid.
There's Ghostface, which is...
Killa?
Yeah, with Ghostface is the Scream guy.
Oh, but that's his name.
Yeah, but that's just a serial killer. So like, he's not gonna win. He's just like me or you, putting a mask on and going and killing people.
He's just like Jason, the kept alive. He wears a mask, has a knife.
Yeah, then you get like Norman Bates or Leatherface. Like these are just people. But now, I mean, Leatherface seems pretty scary though.
That's the Texas Chainsaw.
Oh, dude,
right?
Pinhead from Hellraiser. That guy can fuck people up.
How does he do that?
By raising hell.
Hellraiser?
Yeah.
Like a pinhead.
Yeah, you know
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, it's fun.
I know what he looks like. He's got like all the metal.
And he's like little lines on his head. Yeah. I feel like that guy would probably like at least kill a large percentage of these people. But I think, I don't know if he has to sleep, see? As soon as someone has to sleep.
Sleep. They're fine.
Freddy Krueger is the M&M of this conversation. And the Superman.
Well, when I was thinking about this, it was, what's his name? I think it's Leatherface. Is that Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, that's, he's crazy and badass. He freaked me the fuck out as a kid.
Yeah, but he's just human.
I was like, he's just a guy with a chainsaw. Like, Krueger, you're right. I never thought about Krueger. Almost has like a
superpower.
Like he's got some kind of advantage, right? The Exorcist, I don't even know why she's in that picture. You just grab some holy water, splash that.
Well, she gets pretty buck, but I mean, what about someone like Frankenstein?
What's she gonna throw up in your face?
Like, Frankenstein is like, he's I don't know what he does really, actually. He just walks around.
We have his hand on our shirt.
Walks around dead. What about the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters? That was that giant marshmallow from Ghostbusters. You never watched Ghostbusters?
I don't remember the giant marshmallow. Oh. I've seen all the Ghostbusters.
Well, clearly you haven't.
Clearly you haven't.
Oh, you know what? Candyman. Candyman's pretty badass. Candyman, whoever like
from Joyride,
stood in the dark in the bathroom and whispered Bloody Mary into the mirror, and then the infamous ghost of Candyman would show up and appear and kill anybody who was dumb enough to summon upon him, and his tattered cloak and his hook, and he would show up at your house and fuck you with his hook.
I've only said Bloody Mary 3 times at a shitty bartender, and I will never do it again.
I only said Bloody Mary 1 time, and I was drunk in someone else's bed. And I was like, Mom, Mary, why are you so bloody?
Oh, oh my god. That's so disgusting. I could just made our Twitch account explicit. Thank God I did, like, just before the show. Oh my lord. That's so nasty. Oh gosh, that's funny.
What about the chick from The Ring that crawls out of the TV? Like, if you watch that, if you end up watching that, then you're dead for sure, right? 7 days, bitch. 7 days, bitch.
I don't know. How do they undo that? I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember either, but they...
Oh, don't they, like, convince her, oh, you just need a love. Now we love you. And she's like, oh. And she gives up on her whole demonic fucking lifestyle. Ooh. She's got going on.
What about Pennywise from It? Like...
Oh, from It. That's right.
He fucking rapes children.
No, but, oh, that would be a good movie. Him against Krueger, because doesn't he get you in your worst nightmare, right?
Yeah, they
Pennywise,
they could have a good battle. I'd be down to see a Pennywise versus Krueger battle. That'd be pretty good.
But the battle would be who could kill their victim first. They all gotta chase out the same victim in their sleep. Whoever gets the first gets the point.
But Pennywise doesn't come in your sleep. He just
is your worst nightmare.
Yeah, he's just there, yeah, fucking your day up. Yeah, yeah. You know.
But just like that, we are out of time, but we have a few comments here, like Jason, which we addressed already, which apparently has super strength. I did not
know. Okay, that's what I figured, because I was like, he's a strong motherfucker, like, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. He might be up there.
And then, we have Wanda Wisdom going, damn. I'm assuming that's the tone of voice she was using, because she said damn.
So. I think that's probably from my Bloody Mary comment.
Oh god, oh yeah, gross. Damn! There she goes. Alright, now we are on to subject number 6, which is... Which supernatural creature would you rather be?
Well, I already know your fucking answer, so you might as well go first.
You don't know my answer.
Vampire.
Bruh. I'd rather be sucking. Get all the attention. Yes, I just love the thought of, like, supernatural life forever, and then you don't have to like sleep, you don't have to like play by any rules, you can just like suck people's blood and live and do badass shit. Fuck
but
yeah.
Do you want to do you want to live forever, you know what I mean?
Well, you could kill yourself with a stake.
That's true, you could kill yourself. I mean, because living forever is appealing for the first 100 years probably.
Yeah. And once the whole Earth starts to go south, then it would suck.
It's not like if you got like a do-over, then it would be better. But it's not like you really get a do-over. I guess you kind of do because you don't age. So you can just be 27 forever. But if you got bitten when you were 80?
You're stuck with all your memories, though.
What if you got bit when you were 80, though? And you were just like an old piece of shit for the rest of your life?
Yeah, but no, I mean, well, that depends. No, but when you get turned into a vampire, aren't you
stronger
and healthier? Look at Russ Ledgington. He's old as fuck, and he's fucking on everyone's shit.
Yeah, but I mean, but then you look old forever. Like, if you're going to turn to a vamp, you want to be like in your prime, like 28, 30, maybe at the oldest.
I guess, yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like you would want to be anywhere from like 28 to 35. And after that, I don't know. Like maybe four up to 40. 40, you'd be okay. Still turn.
Non-vamps can't be choosers, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
I would take it at any age.
I don't know if I would want to take it at like 80, but.
Definitely. Even if you don't want it like 10 years down the road, just.
You make it sound so easy just to kill yourself, but. I don't know. I think that werewolf would be kind of cool because they're badass. They fuck shit up. And I feel like it wouldn't be that different than how I am today. Just like randomly waking up naked in weird places.
Right, blood all over your face.
Yeah. Just waking up naked in fields and shit. Like, how did I get here? I must be a werewolf.
Or when you need to keep yourself calm, you chain yourself to the bed. Julia's there like...
Yeah, exactly. So I'm pretty sure I'm already a werewolf, so.
Well, those two are like the two like go-tos, but I mean, what other supernatural things? You'd be like a ghost or what else? Like a demon?
Like Casper?
Yeah, the friendly ghost. But I'd be super lame. I want to haunt people.
You wouldn't want to be a friend.
For sure.
You wouldn't want to be a friendly ghost?
Hell no, unfriendly.
Casper, that unfriendly ghost.
Unfriendly ghost.
What about like a hellhound?
That.
Like those demon dogs, they look cool, man. They're scary. I don't like them, but I want to be one now.
Not if I was a dog always.
You just don't want to be shit dog.
Dog forever. Even like a werewolf. Like, would you be a werewolf if you had to be in like the wolf form forever?
Well, you never. It's just when it's full moon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But also, I mean, like vampire would be sick. You just pop your fangs in and out. You're good to go.
But you can't just take them out.
You can hypnotize people.
That's true. You could do that. Maybe I'd be a fairy.
Okay. My bae.
Or like a goblin.
Like Tyler the Creator?
Yeah. I'm a motherfucking... Or a leprechaun.
Stupidest one. Or like a... Like what are they called? A Furby or a critter?
Or like a necro...
Or a hobbit?
A necromancer.
Ooh, what are those?
It's like someone that can like raise the dead.
Ooh.
You're just thinking of a necrophiliac with someone that has sex with dead bodies.
I was like, we need to get a necromancer so we can have that dinner with Elvis. But I don't know. I can't even think of any.
Ooh, like a wizard or a warlock.
Ooh, that's it.
Yeah.
Like a witch.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you cast spells, you live for...
Actually, that would be the coolest. I would want to be a wizard.
What's the difference between a wizard and a warlock?
I feel like warlocks are bad wizards.
Then I'd be a warlock.
I'm not sure, actually. Wizards, warlocks, sorcerers, witches. They're all part of the same family there, but I'm kind of looking it up right now. Yeah, it's an evil... A warlock is an evil wizard.
Okay, so that's the only difference.
And a witch is a female, and a wizard is just me. I'm a wizard.
Bitch made. So you would be like Saruman. No, I'd be Saruman.
No, I would be Gandalf. Gandalf the motherfucking gray.
Gay.
You could be Gandalf the gay, and I could be Gandalf the gray.
Just like that with your ass. Oh man, that's some good ones. We have some comments here that say, "Ooh, okay, yeah, okay." So, geriatric Dracula.
I like that.
I'm not sure what geriatric means, but Dracula, vampire. Yes, agree with me. That's my homie Chris with the hat. Many wow said testicles.
Yeah, the power of testicles.
We'll just blow past
Would
that
you
one,
just
I
like
guess.
Blow jizz on everybody's faces? Like poison jizz?
Totally. Poison semen? Why not?
And
we have Wine of Wisdom in here saying that she would love to be a witch, which is hilarious because she is a master herbalist. So she would just like mix potions and like kill people with like mushrooms.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, she already does it. Or she could. And then we've got, ooh, warlocks. Okay, warlocks deal with demonic magics. Wizards deal with other magic.
Okay, yeah, so like kind of the same though, right? So warlock is bad, right? Demon, yeah, bad.
And then there's Bagels Not for Failure says, the mighty Caballera has claimed this land. Caballera? What's a capybara? I don't know how to say that.
Don't worry about it. I wish I could read these comments, but I'm out of the loop right now, so it's up to Dalen.
Yeah, we're getting lots right now. There's like many wows. I don't know who many wows is. I'd be a gay fish looking for love. Let me jizz on your tat. And then Bagels Off for Failure said, bow down and suck his goblin genital.
Awesome.
You're getting some fire comments right now. I'm liking this. But we do have to move on to our next subject, which is number 7?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, number 7, which is superpowers.
Superpower!
Now this... This is not quite the superpowers that we were talking about earlier. We're talking about if Shane or I could have our own superpowers in our own bodies, what the hell would they be? So,
and you can choose. You can choose anything you want.
M&M.
Superpower. I think the go-to, the M&M of this question is flying.
Flying.
Would you not want to fly everywhere? Just
okay. That'd be sick, but picture if you're like Magneto, right? Could you just like grab a nickel and stand on it and fly around?
I suppose, right? I suppose so. So you want to control metal?
But you can get in any car or stand on a metal board, like a surfboard or made of metal, and surf through the sky. You can still fly around, but you can also move metal and shit.
That's your pick? I guess. I mean,
I don't know.
I guess that's better than just flying, because then you can fly plus do other shit.
Plus rob banks and shit. Open those vaults. What do you do? Fly around and hit the vault door? Oh, I didn't work. Why? Because I can only fly.
Well, I mean...
Shot you down so hard.
What about mind reading?
Yeah, that would have lots of perks, but you can't fly with it. Flying is definitely on the top of my list. I'm not gonna downgrade like the flying. That's like number one for me. If I couldn't do the Magneto thing, flying.
Well, I feel like either way, like mind reading, okay, you can make a shitload of money, you can do all that, but I feel like with any superpower, you're gonna instantly be rich. Because
you can make money off it somehow.
But at the same time, like if you're flying to make money, you have to show your power to people, and then if the government would probably capture you and hold you for, you know what I mean, to do experiments. But if you could read minds, you could keep that to yourself, use that to your advantage, and become a very wealthy person.
Like you could get caught, but you'd be doing something big and stupid, and you were asking to get caught.
Yeah, but
and
you
flying around, it's like yeah.
I think reading minds would be good, or even X-ray vision would be good, not just for the sexual advantage of it, but you know, just you could also, I mean, just using it for personal gain, I think, is just like, you know what I mean? Like,
what about like Spider-Man's power with the webs?
Well, it depends on Spider-Man you're looking at, because one Spider-Man, he got bit by a spider and he actually has webs, but in the traditional Spider-Man, he just, like, made those web shooters.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
So, but I mean, to have webs, like, built into my body.
Built in.
Sound,
like, where you can't see it.
Yeah, it sounds great.
That'd be
sick. Sounds fun.
What about, like, just super strong? Whether it's Jason or the Hulk or Superman or whoever the fuck.
Sounding super strong doesn't sound that appealing. I mean, if I wanted to be super strong, I could just go to the gym.
Right? But I mean, like, if you could, like, pick up a car, like, no one could just grab a car. Like,
yeah,
right?
I guess so.
But, I mean, still.
Doesn't sound as cool as flying or being, like, that. Or, well, what about, like, being able to teleport?
Ooh, that's bad.
Anywhere in the world, or in and out of the bank vault, or like, I just want
to
be.
Then flying's pointless because you're using that to get.
Yeah, so teleporting actually is better than flying because you can. Teleporting is flying. Except for, like, it's not as romantic. Like, you can't pick up, like, somebody and take them, like, up into the sky. You just gotta be like, okay, hold on. But then you're anywhere you want to be. So I think, yeah, teleporting actually beats flying.
What about something like the Flash, where you, like, move hella fast?
Teleporting.
Yeah, nothing beats teleporting.
Teleporting.
Case closed.
Might be the best. I can't really think
and
of
you know what?
Any other
one. Let's say it was just you and I. We had the flying powers, right? We're up. Like, say, oh, I want to go visit Shane. We'll go fly there. So I fly, like, way up in the air. It gets fucking cold. You got to wear goggles. You have to wear a jacket. You got to dress up. You can't just fly there with your skin. You'd be all fucked up by the time you got there.
Well, I would assume, I mean, if the power of flying must come with, like, the power of having, like, tough skin.
So, like, you're like a lizard flying around in the sky with lizard skin.
Or you would need, like, a crazy suit because, yeah, you would freeze.
Because, I mean, if you went really high, it would get cold. You'd start to lose oxygen. You need to be able to breathe up there, right?
Or like, but, and you want to be able to fly pretty fast because, like, if I could only fly as fast as an airplane, it would still take me forever to get to you.
Yeah, that's true. And you got to get here real quick.
So,
but I mean, and yeah, because you know what? And I'm sure, like, if you got cold or hot or sweaty while you're flying, you can't wear, like, a nice suit. Put on a nice suit, then you're in, like, the ballroom, ready to go, get turned
up. Well, go to the bank vault first, then the ballroom.
Steal that suit, go to the bank vault, steal that money, then go to the club.
Man, I'm not going to Moore's. I'm going to fuck the Hugo Boss, motherfucker.
Oh god, and just like that, we're out of motherfucking time.
Did we get any comments on superpowers?
We did. We had one more, I think was from the last subject, which was called Goblina, which is a female goblin which has the power to suck cum. And then that was from many wows. We have Bagels Are for Failure saying, we love communism. Invisibility.
Ooh.
To look at all the naked ladies.
And being invisible would be pretty good, because you could just walk into a bank vault. It's all, yeah, it all comes down to how much money you can steal.
All about monetizing off of these fucking superpowers.
Well, yeah, what's
the
point?
Only we can monetize the show.
And not once were we like, oh, we could use these to, like, help the world.
We're just greedy bastards.
Like,
I could cure... you know, disease or anything. No. Yeah. How can I
imagine
make money?
imagine all the terrorists I could stop with invisibility and all this other stuff. We're like, man, how quick can we get into the bank vault and down to the party?
We've also have Brayden said he would have Ant-Man's powers, which I don't know what they are. They might be sick. I assume he's just tiny.
He can just change size. It's his suit, and it makes him small or big. So you can just be whatever size. It can be giant or tiny.
Oh, okay.
Like he rides ants, like flying ants. They're like giant cowboy. Like he's like a cow, like a horse, and he's
like a horse.
Yeah, and he's like ripping around on them. I mean, he can control them and shit.
So he can fly too, and he can get into the bank vault.
And
he can wear any size suit.
That's true.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
But it would take forever to get from fucking Florida to Vancouver on an ant. Fuck yeah, it would take forever. And then we have the last comment here, which is with the hat. And I'd love to have the power not to poop anymore. It would save a fortune on toilet paper. So still monetizing, that's what we'd like to hear. Saving that money.
The power not to take dumps.
Oh, that's funny as hell. That's a good comment. Thanks for that, Chris. Oh boy, that was a fun episode.
I had a good laugh there, yeah.
A lot of laughs on that one. Yeah. That was a good subject, Shane. Props to you for thinking of those.
Yeah, it was easy, something good to do. And it seemed like it was nice to have lots of comments and people jumping in on it. Just, you know, having fun, just shooting the shit with this one. It was an easier one because we didn't have to do a lot of research and we just kind of just talk about whatever, you know?
Of course. We usually like try to like educate and talk about
things. A little bit at least, yeah.
This was a little bit out of what we've been doing up to this point, but yeah, maybe we should do this some more. This is funny.
Yeah, it was fun.
And worked well, so yeah, definitely. But, I don't know.
Anything else to say?
Send them off.
What?
Do you want to send them off?
Send them off, bro. I'm not ready to leave yet.
Do you want to see, is there something you want to talk about?
No, maybe? I don't think I have anything left. I mean, if anybody...
All the juice.
What?
That's all the juice you got? Oh, I didn't even do any of these. I totally forgot. None of this is working. My OBS stuff's just shit in the bed.
Shit in the bread. No, that's all good. Thanks for everybody for coming out. Hit us up on Twitter. You can see the tags below. Hit us up on Facebook at The Tomahrok Show. Check us out on Twitch at The Tomahrok Show. And check us out on Instagram at The Tomahrok Show.
Which my animation is not working right now. I'm so sorry about
but
that.
But anyway, thanks for joining, guys. Thanks for commenting, coming back every week with
love
us. We really, really appreciate all the comments this week. It's been super fun. We will see you at our original time next Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Vancouver, 4 p.m. for you Alberta fans out there. Yeah, Dalen.
So, we wanted to say thank y'all for watching. Throw us a thumbs up. Tweet us some suggestions, and we'll talk to y'all next week. Have a good one.
Peace.
Peace.